Listen, I'm not upset at the trade. I'm upset at Connor and Cesar.
I have been trying for weeks to get a wide receiver from them. And the best they could offer me was Michael Thomas and his disinfected, like, gangrenous foot and ankle that I think isn't even attached to his foot anymore. I think his ankle just, like, excommunicated itself from his body, and that's what they're trying to sell me. And I'm upset about it.
I also received Michael Thomas offer from them at one point.
Yeah. That's the last thing I got from them. After trying to get literally anybody else, that's what they ended with. See, fine, here, we'll give you this.
See, that's your problem, is you have to pester people until they give you something other than the thing that they gave you. Like, I've pestered Eddie to the point of us no longer speaking.
Again?
Yes. Yeah, so that was an insane couple of hours there for me. So I got that trade offer at like 1 a.m. and then I went to bed. I was like, I'll sleep on it. It'll be fine. And then I made up my mind later on in the, you know, the morning after I woke up, like, yeah, I'll probably take it. And then Dan and I started talking about making a trade. And as things tend to go with us, we started, you know, relatively medium with the trade, and then immediately became an epic blockbuster where we just basically swap rosters, only to later actually just do like a kicker swap or a backup tight end swap. And in that conversation, I said, I can give you Deontay. I just have to click accept on this trade. If you want Deontay, I'll get him, and then we can just make this trade. And then another half hour or so went by, and I was like, I should probably just accept that trade. Click accept. Phone buzzes with a sleeper notification that I assume is that trade being processed. And it was the Chase Claypool trade from the Bearsies.
Upsetting. 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 All of that.
I texted him. I texted Connor. Caesar, as far as I'm aware, has no idea that this has even occurred yet.
Well, is that Caesar the one that clicked accept? No, he's the one that sent it.
It always says that. It doesn't. Even if Connor sends it, it says that Caesar sent it.
I'm going to go back to my they need to be relegated argument, and that's just going to be my argument for the next 6 weeks until the season's over. Relegation!
I mean, my major hurdle to the trade was that I also have Chase Claypool, and I didn't want two Pittsburgh Steelers receivers on my team. And then that got solved immediately. And we say immediately a lot on this podcast, but it was actually solved immediately.
What fucking fantasy football god did you blow for this?
I think I may have stolen Dan's fairy dust pouch or something when I burned him the other day. I don't
you
really
said burn.
Know.
I heard blue, and I don't know where that came from, but it fit in my head better than burn.
I mean, clearly I'm just better at it than you, because I got two victories this week. Where are yours?
Well, you stole one from me, you piece of shit.
No, I beat you.
Yeah, sure. You beat
me. So we have two teams. Actually, yeah, you got a loss, and Matt didn't get a loss, but he just didn't win.
He didn't deserve
so
that win.
His
you
record,
can't tell me I'm wrong.
His
on that.
Record should stay 5-2 or whatever it was.
5-3, or he should be 6-2 with a big ass fucking asterisk on there.
Matter of fact, Matt's not even getting a fucking birthday present this year because that's his fucking gift for both of us. You giving him a running back and me having to give him a fucking win. Sack of shit. I'm not fucking bitter. Fuck off.
Would you like a hug?
No. No, I would not like a hug from you.
Okay.
I want my win back.
I'd give it Deontay Foreman, but I gave him to Matt to beat you.
Oh, did you?
Revenge!
I forgot
Revenge!
About that. I forgot about that happening literally 15 minutes before fucking kickoff, you sack of shit.
It was like 2 days before. You have plenty of time to adjust.
What's worse is I had to watch the end of that matchup because I'm sitting at the bar watching the shit show that is the Browns play the Bengals for some reason. And as soon as Tyler Boyd got that touchdown, Turned to the bartender. She saw my face and poured me a free fucking shot. And I went, yeah, I needed that. And then I cried into the fucking shot glass because I knew I was losing. To Matt.
Second place, Matt.
To Matt. That could have been me. That could have been me.
It would have been you.
Oh. I would like to retroactively call collusion. This was collusion of the highest order.
You were in the room when the trade was made.
Makes it even worse.
You watched it happen.
The two of you acted secretly in unison against me, standing no further than 5 feet from me. I would ask you to pull the knife back out, but I think you wedged it in so fucking deep it's never coming out of my back.
No, no. No, I just watched Matt put it there.
And then you hammered it in.
That's true.
I hate you.
No, you don't.
I do.
You don't. You want to.
I hate
to.
You almost as much as I hate Matt.
Well, that's not true.
No, I don't fucking hate you. You gave me a Ayuk.
That's true. And where would you be without him?
Oh my god, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to talk about that. That scenario is way far away from my brain right now.
Whew. I would like to, again, hire a statistical analyst, you know, whatever they are, and see what the outcome of this league would be without any of the, I think, 9 trades that I've made.
It would be interesting.
It'd be different.
Good lord. There was like a 3-day span where I felt really good about my team. And then that happened.
What span of time was this? How drunk
before,
were you?
3 days before Jamar Chase died on the field, where I had Ayuk and right. Jamar Chase.
Yeah, yeah.
Those 3 days were wonderful. Everything was beautiful. Like the sun was out, the birds were chirping. I was like, yeah, this is great. And then the next thing I know, he's got a fucking... what is it? A hairline fracture?
Yeah.
And a torn labrum?
Yeah.
And everything went to fucking dark real quick.
I forgot that Jamar Chase was even on your team. That feels like forever ago, but yeah. I think it was like 5 days ago that came out.
It was so hurtful. So very hurtful.
Hey, happy day after Halloween.
I hate you both. Matt, fuck you. You know how Mike's always saying fuck you, Dan, at the sign off of everything? Fuck you, Matt. That's just gonna be it. That's, you know what? That is gonna be how we switch topics tonight. Every time I say fuck you, Matt, we go on to the next topic. And that next topic is always gonna be fuck you, Matt.
I fear that Matt and I have created a supervillain. This is my origin story. Yeah, this is, you cracked. You finally lost your fucking mind.
Oh, like next year, all I'm gonna do every week is wait till y'all play somebody that you should beat and just trade him my best player. This is a riddle. This is all it is. I don't want to win this week. I want
now,
you to win.
Now that would be collusion.
That implies they have some part to play in this. They wouldn't know.
How would they not know?
I don't know.
Have you broken into everyone's team?
One, you act like some of the people in our league are smart enough to catch on to this shit before, like, week 10.
I mean, you did just spell it out. Oh my god, you are a supervillain. You're monologuing.
Additionally, there are at least 3 people in this league that are not going to catch on to this until, like, we actually stand in front of them and explain... You do know Clyde was colluding with you, and you just... Did you not catch that? God, you're dumb. Eddie.
Tom.
I'd say Joe, but Joe would be, like, overjoyed with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say Eric, but Eric's in a bit of despair most weeks anyway, so...
Eric's having a tough enough time, right?
Like, that trade... I would trade him my best player for somebody that no one's ever heard of. Not only would that player get hurt, mm-hmm. but the player he traded would be the next Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, I can't wait to see your commercials for the Deonta Foreman support group. Were you personally victimized by Deonta Foreman?
Fuck you, Matt. New transition. Fuck you, Matt. Moving on.
So I guess we'll just review the week then.
Do we? I mean, sure. You want another transition into the...
We're going to transition from our transition?
Yep. Fuck you, Matt. Looking back at last week, by the way.
Oh, look at that. Right at the top.
We had...
You got beat by Matt.
We had five teams get 200 points this week, dude.
We did.
Five.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Tom put up 181. That must have been his fucking Super Bowl.
He did answer your trash a little bit.
I mean, it took him 4 weeks, but sure, yeah, he got there. Props to Tom for getting above 150. Woo! I'd say beating Cesar, but that's like kicking a dead baby.
Did require DeAndre Hopkins to do it, and that was from me, so...
Oh! So another team that was victimized by Mike.
Yet another hat trick.
Oh, man. Guessing Cesar is going to join the support group, and then I'm going to kick him in the balls and kick him out for being Cesar.
No, and I can hear Tom now. He did not require DeAndre Hopkins to beat Cesar and Connor. It did help, like, a whole lot, though, because that would have been a lot closer otherwise.
Yeah, that would have put it down at, like, 155.
Yeah, but he probably, you know, would have had somebody else in there. He's not just going to play a player down.
Are you sure?
Point being, Cesar lost.
Hey, Cesar did lose.
And Connor lost.
Yes, he did.
And Eric lost.
You know what? I think that this week for Eric was like the Super Bowl high. Like, you know how you play the Super Bowl, you win. You party so fucking much that the first week next year, you are just trash.
I mean, here's... Carlos just barely got past Eric here.
Like, I mean, it was...
He squeaked it out.
Yes, he did. But a win is a win.
A win is a win. Mm-hmm. Getting ahead of myself a little bit here. Mm-hmm. But we have a 1-7 team... And then we have a 1-7 team, and the 1-7 teams play each other in the coming weekend.
Hey, our shit bowl is still intact.
It is. It is. Potentially more interesting at this
point. And somehow
Carlos. It's the battle for last place.
And somehow Big Poopy's not a part of the shit bowl.
He is not.
It feels depressing and wrong and sad.
If I actually remembered my most recent view of the rankings, he is above you.
Bro, that's not that hard.
I mean, it's hard for about half the league.
Matt's above me.
You're what, sixth? What are you?
No, I'm fifth.
You're fifth?
I'm fifth. Okay. Matt's above me. And only by the grace of, I'd say God, but what I mean is you, is he.
Same thing.
Oh, man, I hate this season so much.
I mean, how did you not? You opened the door and like, just let me walk right through it.
The fucking door open like, for you. It's like, here you go. Do you want me to roll out the red carpet?
God does require that, yes.
Here you go. It's covered in shit.
What?
Anyway, yeah, no, look at that.
Why is the shit red? What's wrong with you?
Hey, man. Chipotle, man. It does some weird shit. So, yes, I lost to Matt, and I'm still better. Fuck you, Tyler Boyd, and pretty much everybody else on Matt's team, including... You want to fill in the blank here?
Is it Deonta Foreman?
Most yes. Definitely Devonta Foreman. You beat Joe.
I did.
How did that feel?
It felt pretty good, I'm going to be honest with you. Dude. But it's not, you know, it's not that unusual for me to beat Joe. I do it a lot.
Here's the thing. I just realized... I want post-game conferences on our matchups. Like, I just want to shove a mic in somebody's face and tell me how you feel about that win, Mike.
Well, you know, it was a team win, and we went out there and we executed, and you know, everybody did their job, and there's still a lot of places we can get better, and we will get better. And, yeah, you know, we're going to really we're gonna take this, and we're going to really enjoy the W, and then we're going to move on to next week.
Yeah, I want that, but not from you. Every week for the last 7 weeks, I just realized I wanted this. I just wanted a microphone in front of Eric.
Sure.
Just to see
the progression, you know, of frustration.
Yeah, the first one was like, hey, that was a hard duck loss. We tried and
we've gotten that. We've had that. It's in his team name.
That's true.
Like that's our post game interview with Eric, is him changing his team name.
Yeah. No, because you know it went from it was a hard knock loss to how does this keep happening?
It went to hell. And then it didn't change for a while, which just that just tells me that the players refused to give interviews following the loss. They're just like, no, we're not talking about it until we fix it.
Oh man, it was so good. It was so good. It was so good.
What else happened?
Well, we got to Big Poopy did beat Eric.
Yeah.
He skated on through. He just barely got there, but he got there. Mm-hmm. Tom's aptly named Puke and Rally team did rally after rally. Puking last week.
Bit of a rally, yeah.
Yeah. And then Dan did Dan things and beat the ever-living piss out of Eddie,
who is very happy with his team as it currently stands.
Clearly, as he will not give up anyone. Bro, I'm just, not to call out Tom again, but you got to do something else. You could be the new Tom.
What?
Losing 4 weeks in a row to with shitty scores. I guess not. Eddie's team's not bad.
You just said that Tom was going to be the new Tom.
I just realized that. And you know what? I'm going to stand by it. Tom's the new Tom. Way to go, Tom.
Stop being such a Tom, Tom. Don't know how you do that, but yeah, I don't know.
Tom, be better. Be more like Tom.
I like Tom. You know who I don't like? I don't like Tom. I wish Tom was more like Tom.
Tom is so much better than Tom. It's not even funny. I think we should replace Tom with Tom.
Oh.
I know it's a very, very risque statement, but I'm going to get out there.
Controversial. Yeah. It's a hot take.
Did you call it Tom-troversial?
No, but I did now.
It's very Tom-troversial. Tom, you're welcome for your new team name. Congrats on your win this week. Is there anybody in here we need to make fun of for being shitty?
No, honestly, like nobody did that badly other than Caesar and Connor. So I guess that's the answer.
Oh, yeah. Caesar and Connor.
I should really concentrate on getting more points.
Yeah, we're gonna institute relegation. I know we've talked about it before. This is actually happening. They're going to get relegated. Where? Who the fuck cares? Anywhere but this league. Because their teams are awful and have no interest in getting better.
We could do, you know, there's that episode of the league where they have like the torture league.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Where we have a torture league and it's just Caesar and Connor. No, Caesar and Connor have to split and they have to play each other. And that's the relegation league.
Here's my fear. It's like we'd set up a league of people we don't know and don't really care about. And then it'd get relegated to there. We'd replace it with somebody else, right? We would come back 2 years later and be like, where the fuck have you been? And he would be king of the shit league. Kind of like how Andre had his side league where he was the best player in the league because nobody else knew football. That would be Caesar Connor.
Are you saying that Caesar Connor is Andre?
Oh my God. Tell me that doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit.
How does that not fit?
Because Eddie is Andre.
No. Okay, yes. But who does that make? Oh my God, here we go.
Bonus episode!
I love it when it happens organically. Who does that make Caesar Connor?
Well, see, here's the problem is we have a 10-team league, and they had an 8-team league.
That's right. Somebody's going to get left out, Joe. You know who he is, though?
Taco?
No.
Pretty sure that they're Taco, considering the most recent events of the league.
They would be Taco if they were separate. Caesar by himself is Taco. Together, they're the married couple.
They're Kevin and Jenny?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were actually, you know, in the playoffs periodically.
Yeah. But think about it. They argue amongst themselves constantly.
We don't know that. I would like a webcam.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. If we can get a live feed on like Sundays or just whenever y'all have your discussions, like stream it on YouTube. Like
Wednesday or Thursday morning. I want to see that.
Yeah, whenever y'all have your discussions on who we're playing and when we're playing them, and just put it on the internet. I want to watch it.
I honest God have a feeling that they are.
Kevin and Jenny.
Yeah, Kevin and Jenny. Because I bet Jenny Connor has good ideas. And Kevin, Cesar, goes, yeah, that's a great idea. And at the last fucking second goes, I know more than him. I'm going to do it my way. And then Connor comes back an hour later and goes, what the fuck did you do?
So here's what we do.
What did you do?
We take snapshots, right? So the team as it looks on Saturday night, the team as it looks at like 8, 9 a.m. On Sunday morning, and then the team as it looks at noon.
Yeah. Aside from that, yeah, Cesar by himself, absolutely Taco.
I mean, that's just proven at this point.
Yeah, it's a given. That's done.
Because there's that one year that Taco won the league.
Yep.
And then he's just in the bottom the rest of the time.
Nobody remembers it. Nobody ever saw it happen. Nobody ever really references it.
It was just that one time.
It was the year everybody just blacked out.
Yeah, they put the masking tape on the trophy, wrote in Taco, and then they moved on. Anyway, so after what I'm assuming is going to be a weirdly long segue to the point where I forgot what we were actually talking about, I'm just going to say that was week 8. I will not unpack matchups any further than that. You heard what happened, and that's all you needed to hear. There was an NFL trade deadline that we alluded to at the top of the hour.
Oh my God, it was the wildest trade deadline in the last like 20 years.
It was pretty crazy. I haven't seen an NFL trade end like this ever. It felt like a fantasy football trade deadline, or, you know, pick a sport, MLB kind of, but even MLB doesn't necessarily get that crazy.
Yeah, it does. I think it's closer to MLB.
Yeah, but I mean, some of the trades that we're going through, like the Claypool trade with the Bears, which I need to just unpack very briefly, because fuck the Packers. Like, the Bears came in, and the Packers at 8 a.m. this morning, I don't know if you saw this report, the Packers had Chase Claypool for their second round pick, and the Bears were like, how about we don't do that, and here's our second round pick. And then so the Steelers looked at 2 second round picks from 2, 3, and 5 teams, because the Bears and the Packers have the same record. I feel like that's important to point out. And they went, well, the Bears are going to be markedly suckier than the Packers, so the Bears get Claypool. And then Aaron Rodgers got nothing. And if nothing else, I liked the Claypool trade before that came out. And that made it my favorite trade the Bears have ever made, because fuck Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
No, I thought it was worse than that, because it started off as the Bears were like, hey, you can have the Ravens second round pick we just got, because we don't want it. And they went,
which would have made me feel better, like if we just did that as like Roquan. Yeah.
And the Steelers were like, but they got a second round pick that's going to be better than that. And the Bears went, who? Fuck you, here's ours. Like immediately. Like halfway through the Packers are gonna give you what? Fuck you, we'll give you this.
Yeah. Ryan Poles is just like, oh, no. I said in my introductory press conference that we were gonna take the North, and well, we don't necessarily have a shot at it. If Aaron Rodgers gets Chase Claypool, that's not happening. So fuck you. And fuck him, and gimme Chase Claypool. And then also the Bears got rid of Roquan Smith, which made me sad. But I understand.
You want to talk about one that makes me happy? Well, not happy, but find hilarious.
Sure.
Justin Wilson. No, Jeff Wilson, excuse me. Justin Wilson's a different guy. Jeff Wilson going to the Miami Dolphins.
The one
where Mike McDaniels is just collecting ex-49ers running backs at this point.
It makes sense. I also enjoy what Dan put in the sleeper chat. Which was Kyle Shanahan this morning being like, Jeff Wilson is the greatest human being I've ever had the privilege of knowing, and in no way, shape, or form would I ever consider... What?
Done. Yeah, no, that was great. Like, I gotta imagine this is just all... it's just the NFL actively joining in on us kicking Eric while he's down.
See, here's the Jeff Wilson thing actually helps Eric, because now he goes to be a handcuff for Raheem Mostert. So Jeff Wilson is arguably relevant again.
Right. It went from, you know, running back one on an offense that was pretty good to being a handcuff. And that's an improvement.
On an offense that's pretty good. I mean, considering he was the third string running back, it is an improvement.
That's fair.
Because in one day, he went from starting NFL running back to third string NFL running back.
And you know what? Now he's moving on up.
Second string NFL running back.
So the only other trait that I saw that I think is worth mentioning, there were 22, but a lot of them were just like, you know, defensive players and roster moves. Do you think Shad Khan's going to be in Roger Goodell's asshole about Calvin Ridley now that he owns him?
I think the Jaguars are about to move to London.
Oh, my God.
Because with a trade like that, you don't... Like, the move coincides with Calvin Ridley's return. Like, it's too marketable.
But he literally got suspended the week he went to fucking London. Like, he didn't act... If you don't remember, we had a whole bit about how he must be, like, have a warrant in London and can't go there at all. And how he goes to the one team that they're definitely sending to London next year. Suspicious.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the more unique trades. I enjoyed reading about that trade because of all of the various qualifiers that exist within that trade. Like, if he makes the roster, it's a 6th-round pick. And if he starts for the team, it's a 5th-round pick. And if other shit happens, it's a 4th-round pick. It's kind of insane.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to see how it goes. And I'm also excited to see how much of a pain in the ass Shad's going to be. Like, you know that dude's just like, hey, Roger, fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Calls him up at 2 a.m. in the morning. Oh, are you asleep? Man, it's like noon over here. Fuck you. Give me back Calvin Ridley. Like, every other... He ends emails with free Calvin Ridley.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. Sure.
Any other ones that you want to...
Cordero Patterson had that free Calvin Ridley t-shirt.
That was dope.
That was pretty cool. I don't think there's anything necessarily super relevant for, like, fantasy purposes, I guess, other than, like, Chase Edmonds is in Denver now, so that whole backfield is a fucking trash fire again.
And now we look at Cesar Chiligo. Now you also have a kind of... I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, basically what it means for, like... I guess there's one other one that we maybe should talk about.
Just maybe?
TJ Hockenson is on the move? In division.
Like, that's the weird part about this. It's not that he moved. Like, I expected some shit to fall down with the tight end. Not this one, but in my mind, I thought Gesicki was gone.
Yeah, that it
too. I thought that, you know, Elijah Moore had a good chance to be gone.
I will never understand a team that so clearly will not use a so very clearly good player and then not get anything for him.
Cam Akers is still on the Rams. Cam Akers, who's like a week away from being like the worst kind of teammate ever.
I think he's going to get cut. And I think that NFL teams know that. And so they're like, we'll give you a 7th rounder. But like, honestly, the dude's been healthy for 3 weeks. You haven't played him. Like, fuck you.
But yeah, back to the point we were making.
TJ Hockenson to the Vikings.
Listen. Like, the only reason his ass isn't a Packer right now is because they are in division.
It's because the Packers didn't know that was an option. Like, they didn't even think about it.
Like, they watched that and went, wait, what? Shit, we've been putting all our money in Claypool, who we also didn't get? Motherfucker, where's Gesicki? What do you mean the trade deadline's over? Son of a bitch.
That has, like, Packers front office written all over it. Wait, what happened? He was available? Why didn't we... Motherfucker. Aaron, we tried.
Aaron's just sitting in the back room. Did you? I watched. Did you? Did you?
At least once. And a half. Mostly just the half.
Going back to my yurt and having more ayahuasca.
Words are hard. It's okay,
but I don't do words, man. I barely do football. The fact that my ass has a job right now is fucking a miracle. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you brought that up. This podcast has been pretty good at predicting shit. So, like, next week this time, you're going to be like, so I got fired today.
Next week, shit, I'm surprised it hasn't happened already.
Like, you keep talking about it. I'm not sure why you keep putting it on into the universe, man. I would stop if I were you. I think that's it for the trade deadline.
I mean, there was a bunch of stuff last week, but that was last week.
Yeah, Tony to the Chiefs, I guess, would happened after we recorded we last time.
Probably mention that McCaffrey is now on the 49ers and that we were absolutely right.
Yeah, that seems important to mention.
Yeah, we were right.
By the way, Christian McCaffrey had a receiving touchdown, a rushing touchdown, and a passing touchdown.
You want to know the last time that's happened?
Like the mid-70s, probably?
Yep. 2005 or 2006.
Was it the time that Matt Schaub passed to himself?
LT.
I like my version better.
And I fucking called this when we were talking about it during the game when Dan brought it up. They said, when's the last time that happened? I was like, it was probably when LT threw the fucking touchdown pass to Antonio Gates, ran one in, and then caught one from Rivers off the line. I was proud that I got it right.
I mean, you're a Chargers fan. I would hope you get it right.
I know. It's also the last time I was happy.
What I was saying was, in terms of our league and the NFL trade deadline, it means very little. Other than like Eric should probably work out a trade with Eddie for Raheem Mostert or Jeff Wilson or whatever And I don't know, Caesar and Connor should do something else.
Yeah, their running back situation is not good.
Dan has Chase Edmonds, though I'm sure he would let go for a moldy ham sandwich at this point. That's like it. Like I think fantasy sports not too affected. Unless you have Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool.
It has the possibility to make Tom's trade a little bit better. Getting James Robinson?
Ah.
Who's now running back one in the Jets.
I forgot about that trade, yeah.
Maybe he just saw the future.
Could be.
Maybe we're not the only ones. Maybe we're gifting powers. Uh-huh. At this point, that means if he's right, that means half the league... No, 40% of the league has magic powers.
Are
you telling me Dan doesn't?
Are we the Illuminati?
Fuck you, Dan! And fuck you, Matt! No, that was a hell of a trade deadline. I was fucking excited about that. I was getting messages. Dan, I was in an all-staff meeting, like, telling people, hold on, I'll be right back, because I was looking at my phone going, who did what? Motherfucker! What? No, the Bears just got Claypool. Whoa, stop yelling at me. It got really, really excited for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, it was like the middle part was very exciting and then just kind of petered out. And then, oh, Nyheim Hines is on the Bills now.
Right.
Forgot about that
Zach
one.
Zach Moss got the fuck out of town and they were just like, they got Nyheim Hines. They're like, we can give you like this discount running back. What's your name again? You've been on the team for how long? 10 years? Get the fuck out.
You started for us? Get out of here.
I mean, to be fair, I had him at the beginning of the year. He was bad.
Yeah.
That was a bad pickup.
Yeah.
But Nyheim Hines looks like he'd be pretty good on a team that passes the ball.
Yeah, except for the fact that they already had James Cook, and James Cook and Nyheim Hines are the exact same player.
Yeah, but one's been doing it for much longer than the other.
That's not necessarily a good thing when you're a running back.
And?
I don't know. All I know is I traded James Cook to Eric and then yet again.
I mean, additionally, like, if you look back at Indianapolis, for reasons...
Oh, also, Tom has Nyheim Hines.
Yeah. Like, now he
has... Tom might be... Just Tom, what is happening?
It wasn't me. Wait, does being on the podcast just give you special powers?
No, I think we're immune from the special. I think everybody else has special powers. We just talk about everybody else's powers. I might have powers.
I clearly have no powers.
I don't know. You have like unnatural luck, as we've discussed. True. So you have unnatural luck.
Yes, I count that as powers. How did you get here? I have no idea. I'm just happy to be here, guys. This is last year all over again. Clyde, why are you in the playoffs? Are you going to win? No.
No. I'm just not in the ship bowl. That's all I care about.
One year, my powers are going to get too great. I'm going to get into the championship game and go, I have no fucking idea what I'm doing.
Yeah. Sounds right.
That's it. That's all.
So that was the trade deadline.
Yep.
The NFL trade deadline. Yep. Ours is a few weeks away still. And, you know, last week got me thinking, especially since people were apparently way more upset about their Halloween characters slash movies than I thought they would be. By the way, we referenced Shrooms. Shroom is available on Amazon Prime, I found out yesterday. So, like, that's going to have to happen at some point. Because I didn't know it was available. So if you want to watch Shrooms like we suggested you do, it's on Amazon Prime.
The one that I'm upset about the most got yelled at us multiple times. Cesar and Connor are absolutely the kids from The Shining.
Yeah, they really should have been the kids from The Shining. That's our bad.
Yeah, I can't believe it looked them straight in the face and we just ignored it.
I mean, I wanted to make the mummy wrapped in bandages joke. That was important to me. But yeah, I didn't think about the twins, the creepy little twins. Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense.
I can't believe we missed that. Yeah. Who else yelled at us about their choices?
I feel like at some point everybody yelled at us about our choices.
Fair.
Which brings me to fuck you all.
Mm-hmm. Every one of you.
We're going to talk about which candy you are now.
Yep. Don't like your movies? Get ready to hate your candy.
This is intentional.
Oh, yeah.
Also, we have no notes.
Nope.
So we're going to make this up as we go.
Free. I forgot the next word. I don't know.
Fallen?
Yeah.
Was you doing Tom Petty?
Like halfway through that, I was like, that's the wrong song. That's not what you want to be saying. Wait,
I don't know what I'm just so curious. Free Bird? Like what?
I don't know. I have no idea where I was going.
Free mustache ride?
Freestyling.
Freestyling.
Caught it like 5 minutes later. There you go. All right.
We can fix that in the magic of editing. Free styling.
I wanted to come out. I want to come out just like that. Oh, I have an idea. Wait, no. Anyway, yes, candies. Who do you want to start with?
Who did we start with last time?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Let's start with Matt.
Matt. All right, who's Matt? What is Matt's candy?
What is Matt's candy?
I feel like it's got to be some nerdy shit.
Oh, you know, fun fact.
Nerds. Matt is a bunch of fucking nerds because Matt is a big fucking nerd.
Sounds like my speech that I gave at his wedding right now.
Oh my God. La Roast Part 2!
Yeah, no arguments here. I completely agree. Yeah,
fuck 100%. You, Matt. You're nerds.
Matt is
nerds. Because you're a nerd.
Yeah.
Nerd.
Do nerds have flavors, or are they just nerd flavored?
No, it's cocaine. It's all cocaine.
That explains a lot about my childhood, actually.
Like, nerds were just straight up sugar, and that's cocaine in a box.
Okay.
Which, of course, parents were like, you can't have that. I can sort it, though.
Well, that explains Matt's season. Mm. He's just incredibly focused and very energetic.
Okay. It's also why we don't hear from him for a couple weeks.
Makes sense.
Got to go on a better sometime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's out of the country. In a country that has relaxed drug laws.
Point is, Matt's a nerd.
Yep.
Matt's candy is nerds.
Yep.
Suck it, Matt.
Fuck you, Matt.
Who's next?
Fuck you, Matt. What? next. Cesar.
I don't know. What candy sucks?
Oh, that's a great question. Candy corn.
Oh, okay.
He's been around forever. It's never been good. He keeps showing up. We don't know why.
So is this Cesar and Connor, or is Connor his own little candy over there?
I mean, what's a newer variant of candy corn? Because that's
Connor. Those little pumpkins, little candy corn pumpkins.
Yeah, Connor's the pumpkin, and Cesar's the little candy corn. It's shitty. You get them every year. You're like, why is this still a thing? God, can't you be better? Be better, for God's sake. And then they mix it up and throw in the pumpkin. And you're like, oh, finally. They did something. No, it's still the same shitty candy.
Yeah, you always have a piece. What the fuck? You always have a piece. You always expect it to be better than it is. And then there it is. It's just the same fucking shit every year.
Every year. Yeah.
They don't even change the packaging anymore. They're just like, you know what this is.
It's the same bag from the 1970s that they made it the first time.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I'm pretty sure that candy corn came around in like 1990s.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to look this up later, but I'm pretty sure it's not as old as we think it is, which is also Cesar Connor.
I know that we are currently dangerously close to completely ripping off a Lewis Black bit. So like, credit where credit's due.
Oh, yeah. No, he did have that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, some guys just did it before us. I don't know.
Better. The answer, the word you're looking for is better.
You know what? New transition. Fuck you, Matt. Next person.
Okay. The next person is going to be Eric.
Oh. Oh, my God. What are the little, like, not Red Hots?
Okay.
The little, like, it's like...
They're like Tic Tacs, but they're cinnamon.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me I'm wrong.
Why, I guess is my question.
The start, you're like, "Ooh, this could be good. This could be oh no. Why is it? Oh, this is hot. I don't like this. This is bad. This everything about this is bad, and I want it to stop. Why is it still going?" That's Eric's season.
Okay. Yeah. Fair.
Yeah. He started out with a good draft, and we're like, oh. And then after 1 second, you're like, "Oh no. It's almost like black licorice."
Now you change the candy.
I'm kind of like on the same... They're on the same level for me, so... Why is this a thing that's happening? And so, why is it getting worse?
So Eric is good and plenty. That's what Eric is. That's what your argument is. That's because I feel like that the Halloween candy-wise, like mm-hmm. I feel like good and plenty or Red Hots. You got to pick one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same difference.
Or both.
Yes.
Imagine if those came in the same box and how upset you'd be.
I'm already upset thinking about it. Ew.
Okay, so to briefly recap, Matt is nerds.
Yep.
Cesar and Connor are the candy corn shapes.
Yep.
And Eric is good and plenty hots.
I'm upset at how accurate Cesar and Connor is. Are you not?
Yeah, I mean, it's well reasoned.
All right. Next, you chose Eric. Mm-hmm. I'm going to choose Eddie.
Okay. Eddie is Almond Joy. Because...
I'm listening.
Because you're never excited to get an Almond Joy. Like, maybe your parents are super excited that you got an Almond Joy. Or they're just like, oh, Almond Joy, that's nice. But, like, Almond Joy is just like coconut. And almonds is basically a granola bar with, like, a candy shell.
Okay. Okay. And that... How are we...
People know it. It's got a good wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
Got a good label.
It's been around forever.
But it sucks.
You know what you're getting.
It's
not good.
Yeah.
Every week you get it in the every same once exact in a while, thing.
Yeah, good. You know.
Like every once in a while, it's better. Like if you had to choose that between that and candy corn, I'm never going to let this go, by the way. You're going to take the fucking Almond Joy immediately and be like, thank you.
I mean, yeah, if it's between those specific candies, of course you're choosing Almond Joy.
But are you taking it over Snickers?
I would absolutely take Snickers over Almond Joy.
You taking it over Twix?
I would take Twix over Almond Joy immediately.
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids over Almond Joy.
I think I just nailed three other teams right there, and they just don't know it yet.
I think there's a case to be made for Cesar and Connor as Twix also, but...
All right. You know what? It took me a minute to get there, but you know what? I'm on board. Eddie, Almond Joys.
Yeah, it's just not exciting, and it's just kind of there.
Yeah, and you're just like, I got no other choice. Fine.
Yeah. Like, if all you got in your trick-or-treat bag was Almond Joys, you'd be mad about it,
mm-hmm.
but you'd probably eat a couple.
Mm-hmm. Can I change my answer for Eric?
You can show your work.
Raisins.
Toothbrush. Eric is a toothbrush.
Like everybody else is candy. You get to Eric's and he's just like, what the fuck is this? It's like
when you go to the dentist's house and they give you a toothbrush and and floss. That's.
I came here for candy and you're giving me this? Fuck you. All right. So I chose Eddie. Who you got?
Let's go. Can we do Carlos yet?
Oh, God, no. Carlos is Sour Patch Kids.
Okay. Why?
Oh, wait. No, I'm probably Sour Patch Kids because I'm
You're certainly Sour Patch Kids.
God damn it.
Maybe you said that because I legitimately forgot we had to talk about ourselves.
No, I said that. I was like, no, because I was going to say he's always angry, but I have been constantly yelling for about 3 weeks.
Actually, no. You're Airheads. Just because the logo is the dude's head exploding.
You said that and me went, Matt? No.
This is what happens when we don't take notes. Is there a version of nerds that were somehow combined with Airheads?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm thinking Warheads.
Oh, yeah.
Warheads.
Yeah, okay, I'll take Warheads, yes.
You're Warheads. I'm not sure that that technically counts as a Halloween candy. I don't know. Did anybody ever give out Warheads? Yeah, I feel like that's something I went to a candy store to buy when I was in second grade.
No, they used to make the little packs.
I remember.
Yeah, they used to give those out for... That's what I mean, I got a couple of those during Halloween when I was younger.
Yeah. You're not Airheads. You're Warheads. That's what I meant. You're Warheads.
There is Airheads with nerd, like, nerds draped over it.
Yes. That's Matt. Yeah. That specific... that weirdly fucking specific candy that we just... remembered is Matt.
Yeah.
And if you can find it, buy it by the fucking case and ship it to me. I'm gonna leave it on Matt's doorstep. I will reimburse you.
All right, we were talking about Carlos.
Well, hold on.
Well, no, huh?
You're Warheads. We have to talk about this because you're Warheads. Sour, upsetting, hard to swallow, and just generally angry.
I like the one before that one. Yeah, I accept this 100%. I can't think of a more apt description.
Indeed.
And the logo is perfect.
Yeah. In fact, go ahead.
Change
team name. That's right. Take a minute. Carlos.
Oh, god damn it. Carlos. Okay.
I guess now he can be Sour Patch Kids.
I don't think that really fits him. He's not that sour.
No.
All right, I know there was a brief pause there, but that's because I had to look something up. And on doing so, we figured out who Carlos is. Are you ready for this? I'm going to read verbatim what they wrote here. Describing the candy. Some extremely artificial fruit flavoring, a sore jaw, and a couple of rapper jokes that you feel embarrassed for chuckling at. And that you suspect Dave Collier either wrote or stole. Carlos... is Laffy Taffy.
I probably would have argued with you had you not read that description. So that fits. Yeah.
Carlos, you're Laffy Taffy, and I cannot wait to see your rebuttal. Because you know I'm right.
Yeah, I got no, it's perfect as far as I'm concerned.
It is.
He's going to be upset that chocolate's not involved, I'm sure. And yeah, but that's accurate. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so that brings us to, let me think. All right, do you want new or old?
New?
Joe. Which is ironic because he's old.
Actually, yeah, on that note, I'm going to go Baby Ruth.
All right, show your work.
Because it's fucking old.
And it's baseball related.
Oh,
yeah.
He does baseball things.
He does. He
coaches the baseballs and stuff, or used to. I don't really know. Haven't had an update on your life recently, Joe, but I'm sure that that's fine.
He's also in the baseball league.
Yeah, that too. He's in the baseball league that we have. He's Baby Ruth.
Yep.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Done. Who's next? What do you want me to get?
Tom? Yeah.
Well, that's too easy. He's the Hershey bar.
Classic.
Very. Also, there are several iterations of it. There was also a time where it disappeared for a little bit, but we don't talk about that. But clearly, one of the later versions was the best. The cookies and cream.
Okay.
And then they stopped doing that and went back to the regular, and it's just boring. Ooh. Tell me I'm wrong.
That's just—it's a very spicy take for such a classic, boring candy.
It is, like, traditional Hershey bar was boring as fuck. It was the basis for some good shit. But yeah, it by itself is just, man.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't disagree with you.
What's the best version of a Hershey bar? When is it at its absolute prime?
In a s'more.
Exactly. You need a bunch of other shit to make that shit unboring.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Which brings us to Dan.
Okay. Dan is, oh man, a lot of options here. Remember Necco wafers?
Yeah.
Like the, you know, quarter-sized, I don't know, communion wafers of weirdness that...
Yeah.
Old people always gave you?
Yeah.
Dan is Necco wafers.
I'm going to need you to put some work into this one.
Okay. Ready?
I'm ready.
Because fuck Necco wafers. Was your reaction every time those showed up in your bag.
Fair enough.
You dumped it out on the floor and you're just like, fuck!
The one you put off to the side, I'm going to eat you with a fucking
desk. You threw it directly into the trash. Or, and more likely, your parents were like, ooh, Necco wafers. I loved Necco wafers when I was a kid. And you're like, you're fucking 100 years old. What the fuck are you talking about right now? Because fuck Necco wafers. Also, I feel like Dan probably fucking robs Necco wafers. Because mm-hmm. fuck you, Dan.
Mm-hmm. that actually fit fairly well. Because I absolutely would have dumped the bag. And I'm like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
I don't want this shit.
What the fuck? Where's all the good stuff?
Get it out of here.
You gave me Necco wafers instead of fucking Reese's?
Right. I would have rather had the fucking toothbrush.
Yeah, I'm with you. I got it. Which brings us to you.
It does.
Are you ready for this?
Probably not.
You're going to love it. But, the rest of us know. You're Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Because you're not even the best kind, but we have to deal with your ass every fucking Halloween. And you know, like, you dump that shit down and you see Reese's Pieces. You're like, motherfucker, I would have rather had a goddamn Reese's Peanut Butter Cup because mm-hmm. that's the superior piece.
Sure.
And I'm stuck with these motherfuckers and there's like 800 of them. I'm gonna, mm-hmm. I'm gonna fucking eat them.
You're gonna fucking eat them anyway. That's goddamn right. Like
but goddamn it, I fucking hate it every goddamn time. Every goddamn year. Every goddamn year somebody put one of those damn things in there. I was like, why couldn't you just give me a goddamn cup? Why? Why? You piece of shit. And that's what I think about you and your team. Every goddamn year, it's still here, and I don't want it. Where's my goddamn Reese's cup?
But you're going to open the wrapper, and you're going to swallow it anyway.
I'm
going to
fucking put them straight in my mouth. I'm going to hate you every fucking time. Nom, 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 fucking bullshit. Nom, nom, nom. Every year.
I'm going to get everybody Reese's Pieces for Christmas.
Not just like a little one, but a like giant ass bag.
Oh yeah, like I'm just like, do they have like a Reese's store? Like they have a Hershey's store? Yeah. I'm just gonna buy out the Reese's store.
I'm pretty sure it's the Hershey's store because they're owned by Hershey's.
I can probably just get like 20 pounds of Reese's Pieces for like $5 on Amazon or something right now. It's
I'm really sad that nobody was M&M's, but it also makes sense that nobody's M&M's.
M&M's are too. It's they're too good.
Yeah.
They're too... M&M's...
You don't want to sully the name of M&M's with
this. So peanut M&M's or M&M's? Regular or peanut?
For me, peanut.
Obviously peanut.
Yeah.
And you can't just... You can't make some... Because then you ruin peanut M&M's. You can't... Peanut M&M's are the best.
Ooh. I almost want to take mine back and say you're not Reese's Pieces, but you're like the M&M version of Reese's Pieces. But those were better than Reese's Pieces, so I feel like it's more fitting.
Peanut butter M&M's.
Yeah, they were good.
They're pretty good. I'm also a fan of the mint M&M that comes out around Christmas.
That is my favorite.
That's my favorite one, too.
Like that, I'll take those and freeze those fuckers. Ooh, oh, they're good.
That sounds good.
That's good.
We're going to make some sort of weird concoction
around
Christmas time with, like, beer, mint M&Ms, and, like, cake.
We're going to have a signature cocktail. We're just going to have that. And there people will be like, what the fuck is this? So you'll enjoy it.
So nobody was Skittles.
No.
It's weird because Skittles. I think Skittles are great. They're not technically food, but they're great.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, like this is the whole thing that came out where like Skittles can't technically be considered edible food product.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, look it up.
But who came up with this idea?
I think the FDA said, like, hey, man, that's not food.
Like, the FDA looked at one of the most delicious candies on the market and went, not food. And yet, we still get candy corn and Good and Plenty every fucking year?
I mean, yeah, it's just sugar.
Candy corn is earwax from the 1900s.
Yeah, also, went, it's also that.
And they went, that food, Skittles, that delightful candy that you enjoy, not food.
So, you know that people are going to yell at us for this, right?
Good.
Like, somebody's going to be mad that I'm Reese's Pieces because you ruined their favorite candy.
Good.
Somebody's going to be mad that they're Necco wafers when they're very clearly Necco wafers.
Good.
And then we got Toothbrush Boy. Actually, I don't remember what we said Eric was because we kept changing it. So Eric is Skittles
things.
Now.
All those things.
You started you're in the conversation, but you're not technically candy.
He started off as being like the little, not the hot tamales, but the little
spices. Oh, the Red Hots.
Yeah, Red Hots.
Also hot tamales would have
worked. Then he went to Good and Plenty's, and then he went to like the, I think the Toothbrush. Yeah, he's all of those things. Mm-hmm. All those things that you immediately throw out when you get them in your bag.
Except the Necco wafers, because those deserve special attention.
Yeah,
you're very upset those. With those. Yeah.
Like, you punt those things.
Yeah.
You wrap them, you get them, and you're like, I will never fucking eat you, and then you toss it as far away from you as humanly possible.
This is a really in-depth fantasy football-related conversation we just had.
And I would say accurate. I know y'all bitched and moaned about the damn Halloween movie draft, and I think we've more than made up for it. You can bitch and moan more now, and I won't listen.
We haven't done a draft yet. We should probably do a draft at some point.
Oh my god, we haven't done a draft.
We need more people for a draft. It can't just be you and me for a draft.
We'll see.
We should probably figure out how to do more people. We haven't figured that one out yet.
No.
If we figure that out.
Yeah. Let's talk about next week, so I'm going to go get some goddamn candy.
All right, I just want Skittles now.
I want some goddamn peanut butter cups.
Well, you get pieces, bitch.
You know what? You know what? You can take those pieces and shove them up. And looking at next week, we're going to start with you up at the top. You be playing... Oh, man, I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah.
It's you and Big Poopy.
Yep, matchup of the century.
The week. Between you two. But you and Big Poopy. And it doesn't look like it's going to be all that close.
I'm sure he's got people on by or something.
Yeah.
I won't click on it, but I'm sure he's got people.
I don't care that much.
Yeah.
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 Looks like I'm playing Joe.
Uh-huh.
And it's not great.
Yikes.
Yeah, I think I got like 3 people on by.
Yeah, week 9 is a rough week for, but I think almost my entire bench is on bye, so it's going to be a rough one.
Yeah, that's not going to be pretty. Cesar is, this is the actual matchup of the week.
Fair.
Cesar and Eric.
Yeah.
I mean, Eric, you had to ruin it 2 weeks ago by winning.
I think it's been made better. Because this is, it's 1-7 versus 1-7, 4 last place,
yep.
Losers in last place.
Yep, yep, that's fair, that's fair.
And projected to actually not be that super close.
And I imagine he's also got people in by.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not going to look at it. But one assumes. Going on that, oh my god, Eric and Matt, not Eric, Eddie and Matt. Why don't you look at that number next to Eddie?
Oh my god. 116?
To 190.
I'll tell you what, Carlos beats me. Matt's in first place.
Watch this be the week where nobody shows up on his team. I want you to understand, if he loses to Eddie and Eddie scores underneath 130 points, I will rage flip everything that's not bolted down in my vicinity for the entire week. I'll go into work and that will be where I get fired, because I'll walk in and flip a desk and I'll be like, Clyde, why are you flipping desks? Don't worry about it. Then I'll walk over to somebody else's desk and flip that one too. And that's how my week will go.
This is right. This is why you're warheads.
Ah, god damn it. And finally, we got Dan and Tom.
I don't care.
I mean, Tom's projected to win.
Immediately, I care very much. Fuck you, Dan.
I hate everyone.
Dan is always projected to lose.
And yet,
he scores 250 points. Like, I don't understand. I'm so annoyed. That's why you're fucking neck away first. Piece of shit.
I'm clearly trying to die.
I can tell.
For whatever we ate. Something which is like, this is your time, Clyde. It's time to go.
Yeah. The one time I managed to get you to eat a vegetable, you're going to die from it.
Die. What killed him? It was that one broccoli, man.
That piece of broccoli.
Like, he tried all his life to get away without eating it, and he forced it, and he's dying now. How did that make you feel?
You've now just given me an idea that we need to do a which character from The Office are you episode? Because now you're Kevin.
Hey! All right, we've done the matchups. Can I go get my goddamn candy now?
Yes, you can go get your candy now. God damn it.
Go get some goddamn candy. And as always, fuck you, Matt, you piece of shit. Goddamn.
Well, he stormed off and now he's covered in chocolate and tears. So I'll just leave it at fuck you, Dan. And everybody have a good week 9.
Did we ever start this?
Oh, no, I guess technically we didn't.
Shit.
Huh.
Fuck!
Start from across the room?
Yeah. Wait, hold on.